this is Joe Tomlin for Fringe Review, and I'm speaking to someone who has just performed a show. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Terry Baum, and I am the playwright and also the main actress in Hick, A Love Story, the romance of Lorena Hickok and Eleanor Roosevelt.
And what have you done before this? What is the trajectory of your career?
Well, I've been in theater my whole life and started a feminist theater in the Bay Area in 1974 and lived in Amsterdam and performed there and toured Europe. I've toured all over Europe and the United States and Canada as a solo performer. A lot of my theater is about lesbians. So I'm kind of a pioneer lesbian playwright. But now there's a lot of things about lesbians, but in the beginning, there was very little.
What were some of the challenges or reactions or from your observations?
You mean from touring or...?
From being a lesbian playwright.
Yeah. Well, in the beginning it was very wonderful because there was no images of lesbians anywhere from a lesbian point of view. And so it was very, very exciting to be doing it and having audiences that had never seen themselves reflected on stage, on TV, in a movie. And so that was really a wonderful thing, to feel that you are holding up a mirror to a community. We've always been a bit subversive and laughing at ourselves, you know. And I've also wrote a solo play before it was about gay marriage, before that was on the agenda. It was a time when there was no gay marriage, and it was about a woman whose partner is in the hospital in a coma, and she has no right to say anything about her treatment. So,
what draws you to being a solo performer?
Well, the initial thing that drew me to it was cheap. That was a long time ago, and I wanted to make a living, you know, in some way, somehow, and it seemed to me if I performed by myself, that was more possible. The truth is, it's really so much easier to tour as a solo performer, so I really have performed everywhere. I've performed in Morocco, and I've performed in South Africa, and I performed in Cuba, so that's been a very exciting aspect of it.
Do you have a preference for writing or performing?
I think of myself mainly as a playwright. That's my calling. I would not say I have a calling as an actress. I'm a very good actress, but many who do it feel drawn to it in this very powerful way, and that wasn't what it was for me. At least maybe I was influenced in the beginning, because when I was young I never got cast in anything. So it seemed, first I gravitated to directing and then to playwriting.
So do you still direct?
I haven't directed in a long time. Yeah.
But if someone asked you?
Well, I'm only really doing my own work. Yes, I've directed my own work, and I intend to direct my own work again. Yeah.
Okay. In this play that you're doing now, you have two other actors.
Yes.
How is it hearing your words as an author coming through from other actors?
Well, of course, the actress reading Eleanor Roosevelt's letters, those are not my words. That is 100% from the letters that Eleanor Roosevelt wrote to Lorena Hickok over the 30 years of their romance and friendship. So the only new words are what the narrator's doing. Thank you for helping me get out of my jacket. It's warm in here.
Now, have you taken this play to other locations?
Yes. We've taken it. We've had a run in Berkeley at the Berkeley City Club. We were in the New York Fringe Festival Baltimore Theater Project and First Stage at Virginia. And I have done it as a solo thing. This is the first time it hasn't been solo. All the other times it was solo. I have done it just as kind of a reading, showing up anywhere. They supply two actors to do Eleanor and the narration, and we do it. You know, we have a 3-hour rehearsal and we do it. So I've done that all over the United States and also in San Miguel de Allende in Mexico.
So it must be quite exciting doing that as a sort of grassroots, instantaneous theater.
Yeah, it's very powerful. It really works. This play happens to really work in that way. And I can go places that don't have that much money because they're just paying for me and my transportation, my fee, my transportation, and they're supplying the other actors. And I've done it in synagogues. I've done it in school auditoriums. No tech, no nothing. And it works. It just works because the story is so amazing. It's a truly incredible story.
So getting on to the show now, what's it called?
Hick, A Love Story, The Romance of Eleanor Roosevelt and Lorena Hickok, based on Eleanor Roosevelt's letters to Lorena Hickok. And I have the permission from the Roosevelt estate to use the letters.
And what made you decide to put a show, you know, build a show around this?
Well, my friend Pat Bond, who died quite a while ago, did the first show on Lorena Hickok. That was in 1985. And there was just one book available. It was a biography of Hick. And we were doing a benefit for, when Pat died, I formed the Pat Bond Old Dyke Award, Pat Bond Memorial Old Dyke Award, which we had in the Bay Area every few years. We were doing a benefit for it in 2012, and we said, let's do a scene from one of Pat's plays. So Carolyn, my collaborator, Carolyn Myers, my collaborator, who's the director of Hick and my partner in all things theatrical, she read Pat's script, and we found one scene, which is really kind of the courtship on the train. That was pretty much Pat's writing still. And we did it as part of our whole show. We called ourselves the Crackpot Crones. And it was improvisation and sketch comedy from a lesbian and feminist point of view. And people just flipped over it. The response was, we want more. And I felt a kind of resonance with the character. Not that I am like Hick, but just a feeling for her that made me want to go further.
And where will you take this play now?
That's a good question. We were thinking of taking it to Edinburgh. But, you know, it's kind of hard to take anything except a really simple solo show to Edinburgh. And also, we have another play that we're working on, which is about Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, the very famous suffrage leaders of the 19th century. So Carolyn, my collaborator, and I, we both feel that we, in some ways, our collaboration parallels theirs, and that there's ways that we could easily physically and in other ways represent those two women. So since this is the 100th anniversary of women getting the vote, we really do want to, we've already started work on this play, and we want to perform it in 2020.
Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us this afternoon.
Thank you.